Can you hear me okay? Thank you very much, Chairman. Thank you very much for the support received to deal with the various problems, and thank you for your patience as well. Now, the Dominican Republic values and recognizes the extraordinary efforts that have been made by the AHEG. Over the last 5 days, we've spent a lot of attention diligently following the presentations and statements made by other countries and organizations present. And we consider, in the same way as many countries and organizations do, that we should unite our efforts within regional groups to strengthen coordination, to ensure that we don't duplicate our efforts, but put ourselves onto a road to an international agreement that could be the response to the current problem: production, consumption, and plastic waste from single-use plastics. Integration of the circulation economy would be one of the identified solutions, as well as finding alternatives to substitute over the longer term single-use plastics. Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thank you very much, Chairman. And good morning, good evening to everyone as well, distinguished delegates. We'd like to thank you for all of the work carried out by the presidency during this AHEG meeting, as well as the sensitivity with which you've tried to put all of the comments from different points of view into the revised notes. We also thank the Bureau, the team of interpreters, and the technical team at Interpretify as well, as well as the Secretariat for all of the efforts that they've carried out to try and make sure the high level of participation that we've had in this meeting. So we thank everyone on behalf of Mexico. Now, so looking then at paragraph 3, it says that the experts group carried out a stock-taking exercise and action by various actors to reduce marine plastic litter and microplastics with the aim of the long-term elimination of discharge into the oceans. Now, here we would like to reiterate the need, and this is something we've said a number of times already, that we need to do something before we get to long term. We think that there, of course, needs to be a roadmap which is established with implementation plans, but we need to start in the short term by reducing the flow of waste into the sea. Here we have the opportunity of maximizing the resources available and not simply focusing on time scales or resources in one particular point. Again, we'd like to reiterate our thanks. We do recognize the efforts carried out by the presidency. Thank you very much for these new notes as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. Can you hear me? First of all, I would like to appreciate the enormous efforts for preparing for this summary. It has very comprehensive content. I have three suggestions. First, about the scientific basis. Paragraph 22. The scientific basis has a lot of contents, for example, like effectiveness assessment, circular economy, and technology innovation. This is not inclusive, not including all the contents. I have two suggestions. First, we can simplify this first, second, third point, or just delete all these three bullet points, or we can add some important information, for example, like technology information, alternatives, material developments. These illustrative points, or including but not limited to these kind of expressions so that we can be exhaustive. Another suggestion is that in this summary report, can we add that because this is a virtual meeting, although technical staff have put in a lot of effort to support us, we still have a lot of challenges. For example, we could be kicked off from the platform. Sometimes we would listen to French or Spanish interpretations instead of Chinese, so that we have difficulty in understanding the whole meeting. So in this summary, we can include this technical challenge of this virtual meeting into the report. Third, we hope that in this chair's summary, it should correctly reflect the completion of the mandates by the UNEP. Last but not least, I would like to thank the chairing of this meeting by the chair. Thank you very much.
First of all, we would like to thank you for your work. We'd like to thank the Secretariat and all of the delegations that have taken part in the conference as well. We see progress that we've made at three levels: nationally, regionally, and globally, to prevent and mitigate the impact of litter ending up in the ocean on marine ecosystems. We agree with the challenges and barriers identified in the document, and we agree that prevention is where we need to focus our efforts. Now, one of the relevant points which has been discussed in our region is the issue of financing, and it's a wide concept. Costs, of course, depend upon the establishment of a new global framework, the need for financial assistance for developing countries in order for them to be able to meet their objectives, as well as technology transfer, investment, and especially development within the plastic industry and the recycled plastic industry. Another point that we'd like to make here is the sustainability of the objectives. Through the meeting, a number of different initiatives have been presented, including platforms for information. And these tools still need to be worked upon to include information from other regions and countries that haven't been able to furnish their data yet. And ideally, they would be kept up to date so that data could be reported and that achievements could be seen. In terms of responses, we of course agree that the various options are not mutually exclusive and that work should be carried out at three levels: locally, nationally, rather, regionally, and globally. We thank you for the notes. We think that it shows in a balanced way the various opinions that have been presented within the meeting. Now, GRULAC thinks that at the regional level there are a number of options. In the next meeting, in the next Environment Ministers meeting, which will take place in January 2021, the region's environment ministries will have the opportunity to speak with each other, find common ground, and possibly create a mechanism to improve regional cooperation. Finally, I just wanted to say that Argentina is willing to work in a way which includes plastics across their life cycle. As a principle of work, we have identified 4 points: make progress in terms of sustainable production, sustainable consumption, waste management, and finally, mitigating the impact on aquatic ecosystems. These four axes of work have been developed with all interested stakeholders, not simply national authorities, but industry, recycled plastic industry, those who pick litter, and civil society, the scientific community, as well as the relevant local authorities, which play a critical role. Now, all of these actors have are absolutely critical if we want to change the status quo and create a future with clean seas and no pollution. Thank you very much, Mr. Chair.
Yes, there's a slight lag behind, but is it clear? This is the Chinese Boost testing English outgoing channel. Okay, thank you.
So, hello, colleagues on the English channel, and this is a sound check. Hopefully, you can hear me clear and loud. Thank you very much.
Testing 1 2 1 2. This is Don from English Booth. Okay, how about this? I've moved my boom mic closer to my mouth, and I want to make sure I don't have any popping or hissing. Testing, testing. This is Don once again from English Booth. How does that sound?
Hi, AN. This is Sergey. 1 2 3. 1 2 3. 1 2 3. 4 5 6 7 8 9 10.
All right. 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9 10. Glad to hear it, Sergey. I'm wondering whether we could practice a handover or two.
Hey, Don, if you can hear me, check your WhatsApp.
Will do. Okay, I see. I haven't been doing the meeting all week, so if you wouldn't mind beginning, I would appreciate that.
Okay, but again, try to communicate through WhatsApp.
We would like to thank the efforts of the chair for drawing up the draft summary and for leading our deliberations and putting forward a balanced view of the various presentations. We support the summary presented and its contents, and specifically when it comes to the relevance of the global agreement, which received majority support, and as well in support of regional activities to deal with marine plastic litter. This summary with a good basis for going forward and a good input for UNEA 5. As well, we would like to say that we're very pleased to see that we're going to be working on the whole issue of pollution generated by plastic litter, and we are focused on search for solutions as well as prevention. Finally, sir, we would like to thank the work of the Secretariat and all those individuals who made this meeting possible. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Can you hear me? So, Mr. Chairman, we'd like to raise an issue, not necessarily under other matters, but something we were unable to speak about earlier. Mr. Chairman, distinguished delegates, guests, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Bolivian Republic of Venezuela, we would like to thank you for the excellent organization of this meeting. It was an extraordinary effort under very difficult situation given COVID-19. We would also like to thank all those who are working on countering the problem of marine plastic litter. Our country attaches ultimate importance to the necessity to ensure that we reduce marine pollution and pollution in general. It is actually part of our charter at the current time. So the use and rational use, I should say, and sustainable use of natural resources is a high priority for our country. Over the past few years, marine litter, and particular marine plastic litter, has become a major problem. It's a threat for the ecosystem at large, and for this reason, and convinced of the importance at the global level when it comes to managing marine plastic litter. Our country would like to urge us to strengthen access to financial resources, capacity building, technical resources, so that we can put into effect measures designed to mitigate and remediate problems related to marine litter and marine plastic litter. We would also like to stress the importance of assessing the entire life cycle of plastics, right from the initial production to final recovery and reuse. We want to ensure that we have management indicators, mechanisms to exchange information, to promote circular economy, and finally, to promote educational awareness with respect to the environment. Our country doesn't have any specific proposal in terms of moving forward with the binding agreement, but we are going to continue consulting and working together with our partners. We are very pleased to see the progress made to date. Nevertheless, we do believe that we have a lot left to do. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're quite aware of the large commitment that we have before us in terms of handling issues related to the deterioration of the environment. It requires consensus, political will, and the ongoing efforts of all. Thank you very much, sir.